Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. First day in a couple of days that we don't have a guest here on the program, so it'll be your opportunity today to give us a call about whatever is on your mind. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines here in a while. If you've got thoughts on SummerSlam, NXT TakeOver, the Wednesday Night Wars, which no longer feature Ultima Lucha, Anthony Rumble Johnson, my God, this guy. So much stuff to talk about here today. Monday Night Raw from 19 years ago is going to be the official replacement for Ultima Lucha, for those of you wondering. We've had some requests to go into the Attitude Era. Tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we're going to be talking about it. We have been recapping Nitro from 19 years ago. It is now time to watch Raw every week for a while. It's going to be taking place tonight, 19 years ago this week, for those of you searching on the WWE Network and would like to follow us, follow along with us. That is Raw from 19 years ago. I believe the main event is Shawn Michaels versus Yokozuna, which as a kid I remember watching that match about 9,000 times. We're going to talk about that tonight on the show. Which brings us to the talk all day yesterday. My Twitter was flooded with people telling me that they had buffering issues. And I was alerted yesterday that WWE is aware of the buffering issues. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that they're going to work to try to solve this problem. But they pointed out something that I have pointed out as well, which is, as frustrating as it can be to watch the archives, I never have a problem with the live show. So I would guess that this weekend, as I watch TakeOver and SummerSlam, I'm not going to have any buffering issues. Now, with that said, I want the archives fixed. We can talk more about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. My cable company, Frontier, was nice enough today to send me a SummerSlam ad. Order today, it says, live on pay-per-view. So I can check it out there. Let's see how much they're charging for SummerSlam. I can get it for $9.99 on the network, I hear, but... ah, they've got no price. Anyway, are you excited for SummerSlam weekend, Mike?
I don't know. You know, I'll only be excited for SummerSlam weekend if you tell me that your SummerSlam weekend will get better with Frontier when they give you cable, or at least Fios, however this is coming into your home, a faster speed so you suffer no buffering issues at all. I know you haven't been suffering any during these quote-unquote special event pay-per-views, but I want to make sure that doesn't happen, and me finding out that these things have been taken care of will make my head rest a lot lighter tonight when I go to sleep.
You know, I've been monitoring Twitter for the last 24, 48 hours, ever since I flipped my lid on Tuesday night about this buffering issue. I have not called Frontier yet because everybody on Twitter, I've been getting all of these tweets from people that say, like, I got 100, it still buffers. One guy said, I got 150, it's still buffering. I have essentially been alerted that if you've got 30-30, it's probably not a problem on your end. And all sorts of people are having this issue, so I'm not sure I'm going to even bother moving up to 100. As noted, I never have a problem with the pay-per-view. It's always the archives. And now I've gotten one tweet after another from people saying the same thing. Yep, it's a problem with the archives, but it never seems to be a problem with the live shows. The takeover show, I am positive, unless someone's just messing with me, I am positive I will have no problems with TakeOver on Saturday. I am positive I'm going to have no problems with SummerSlam on Sunday. It's not the live shows. It's the archives that are the issue. And because, I mean, I kind of knew this going in. Because I don't ever have problems with the live shows, it's likely not an issue on my end. I also have people saying, Brian, stop watching on Apple TV. Watch it on your iPad and stream it to the television. It's like, I don't want to do that.
It's a kind of purpose defeating, isn't it, when you have all these devices, including an Apple TV?
I mean, if I wanted to do something like that, I don't want to. That's the point. Like, I'm sure somebody could say, hey, if your cable's not working too well, why don't you build a 500-foot antenna? I don't want to build an antenna. I want it to work. Right? I'm not looking for a solution. I'm not looking for a solution that makes me have to work harder to get what I pay for, okay? I have Apple TV. It's got WWE Network on it. So work! That's it! Somebody else had some other wacky solution the other day. Can't even remember what it was, but it was like, do you not see that this... Oh, you know what? It was somebody explaining why the live shows worked, but the archived shows had a problem.
Now, and was this like, some very difficult thing to do?
Well, no, the
what?
Point was, I don't care. I don't care why. I just want it to work.
Especially if you're going to be a better value than Netflix.
A better value than Netflix at $7.99 that I've never, ever, ever had buffering issues with. You know, I will
Either
say one
I,
thing.
Actually, Hulu Plus I have, but Netflix I never have.
Well, let me say this about Hulu. I used to watch some of the, like SmackDown, and before NXT was on the network, I would watch it on Hulu. And the thing that I always found so funny about watching on Hulu was Hulu has commercials. And this hasn't happened in at least, it's been over a year now. I guess they figured it out, but I used to have buffering issues when I watched on Hulu. And it was funny that no matter how bad the buffering issues were, whenever that commercial aired, it was never buffering. I was like,
of course not.
This is funny how that works. I can't watch the programming, but whatever you've done, I can watch the commercials with no problem whatsoever. Anyway, they fixed that now. I've not had a Hulu buffering issue in a long, long time. Maybe because I've got 30-30 and the new Apple TV. But still problems on that WWE network. We got a guy here that says something about 300. Let's see what he's got to say about this. He says, I have 300. I have
30. This man cannot be an American.
I have 30. This guy's got 300. And he says he has the Nitro problem occasionally, more often on the PC than the PS4. Your router is more important than your speed. That was another one. A guy goes, when the new Google router comes out in a week, get that and it'll solve your problems. And again, it's like, first off, I've got the Apple, whatever they call it. What's the big hub that they've got? I don't even remember what it's called.
I don't know, iHub?
Something like that. But hey, that thing has improved my internet dramatically, okay? But again, I don't want to have to buy something new to solve this buffering issue. I want them to solve the problem because I'm paying them, right? Why should I have to pay somebody else to fix their problem?
Well, that's true, but there are people out there, and we saw this initially when the network first debuted. I mean, I have a Motorola surfboard this top, and it actually, when I got this thing, I was shocked with how it actually improved my speeds and what I was getting, what I was actually paying for and everything. So I will say there are some people that continue to complain about this where it's happening on their end. And this is not to you know, try to defend WWE at all with what happens in the archives. I haven't seen the problem, so I can't really say anything. But there are people where it's just like, you know, I'm not saying you're dialing up at 14.4 kilobytes or anything like that. But I mean, sometimes it is where you live and there are a lot of factors, time of day, and there are many factors that actually play a part in this.
Yeah, that's why I always kind of got frustrated when WWE does those flashcards on Raw. And they're like, this pay-per-view, if you pay for it on pay-per-view, you're going to pay $54.95. But you're an idiot because you could get it for $9.99 on the network. And there are two things. First off, why would you ever call people fools for spending six times the amount of money to watch the same show? You should be thanking those people. You should be sending them a fruit basket, not holding up flashcards. That's number one. And number two, there are, I can't remember how many it is. They're still getting about 38,000 buys on pay-per-view or something like that. It's a very, very steady number right now that they're still getting every single month. These people are still buying on pay-per-view and they're not getting the network. It is kind of stalled out for a while. You know, the numbers were dropping as more and more people tried the network. Fewer and fewer people were buying it on pay-per-view, but now it's steadied out. And what that tells me is it is possible that those 30,000 people are 30,000 people that would love to pay $9.99, but for whatever reason, they can't get the network. Are you aware, Mike, that as of right now, and this is May of 2015, there are still 2.1 million Americans that are still on AOL dial-up.
What?
Making this up. There are 2.1 million Americans as of May that are still on America Online dial-up. It is unlikely. It is unlikely that those people are able to enjoy the WWE network without significant
buffering
for the live events.
Kilobytes. Oh my God.
Yep. 2.1 million people are still on AOL dial-up as of May 8, 2015. So the point of this is, it is very likely that those final 30, 40,000 people, they may not all be on AOL, but maybe they live somewhere that they the point is, maybe they can't get the network. And so not only should you be thanking them for still paying the $54.95 for the pay-per-view, but you should stop making them feel bad and telling them to get the network when they can't.
Yeah, it's incredibly stupid. And think about this. 38,000 buys at what? They take home about half of that, split it with the cable companies, $27.50 or so. That's over $1 million that they bring in. Money that they've been losing on pay-per-views since they've put them on the WWE Network.
And by the way, that's AOL. We don't know how many other people that may be on some sort of...
CompuServe?
Yeah, there may still be people on CompuServe.
Save Ice Train.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I have just retweeted at Brian Alvarez the greatest Photoshop I've seen in a while. Ben here has taken a screenshot of the Raw announcers plugging SummerSlam. And JBL is happily holding up his iPad to show you the working WWE Network, but he has photoshopped in the buffering signal. Unbelievably great. And also, I can't even believe this, but I can. So, Office Troll here on Twitter says, I was at the house show Sunday in Fargo, and I overheard people talking about if the network had launched. He also says, one guy asked if SummerSlam was going to be on the network. Now, as unbelievable as this is, WWE did try to claim in their last investors call that there was a large number of WWE fans and or viewers who were unaware of the WWE network, which I don't know. It seems impossible, but here's proof of this here in Fargo from Office Troll.
I see, that's where it's just like they must be the most casual of fans that, because they explained it so much and they did it for so long in the build up to it and afterwards, that you, even if you have no idea of technology, you know this thing exists, you know it's a network, you may not know how it works or anything like that, but that's more, you know, that's nobody's fault, because if you were to say, hey, do you have the NHL Center Ice package or the NFL Sunday ticket, I have a feeling those people would also be scratching their heads and going, what's that? You know, why? What is this NFL Network the Thursday night game is on? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. It seems impossible. What's going, I don't even know. How can you not be aware of the WWE network? It's impossible.
I don't know. And again, those would be the people then that are just dense to, you know, anything outside of the, I don't know, maybe they're still watching tapes from just like, I don't know, the Attitude
but here's
era
the problem,
over
Mike.
And over.
I could understand if like my mom, actually I couldn't because of my job, but an average person's mom who maybe just skipped through wrestling every now and then, I can understand them not understanding or knowing about the WWE network. But we're talking about people who bought tickets to a show in Fargo who are unaware that A, SummerSlam is on the network, and B, that the network has even launched yet. These people bought tickets for the show.
Does that say something about the people of Fargo then?
I don't know what it says, actually.
But regardless of all of this stuff, just back to the initial question from way back. Yeah, actually, I am looking forward to this weekend.
Oh,
I really am. From the entire, the whole thing, and I know this is going to be geeky, and this is not the reason that most people watch wrestling. Maybe the ones listening to this program as you've evolved as a wrestling fan over the years. But the business side of this thing is very interesting to me. You know, the conference call the Triple H had didn't, you know, offer up any, you know, massive information or anything like that. Although it is nice that he's doing that. They got the ESPN stuff. I didn't see it. You know, it's part of being a partial cord cutter. You know, ESPN, I don't have it. And I haven't seeked it out yet. But the fact that they're on there and they've got the whole deal set up with them, the fact that it's going to 3 days and some of the things that they're doing as far as media and things like that go and getting their tentacles into things and just different events happening, I'm very bullish on WWE for them turning this into a big event. And obviously, NXT was such a massive success as far as selling tickets goes. And I have a feeling that no matter what happens on that show, people are going to leave out of it satisfied. Very difficult for me to believe that they won't. And the thought of them, and I know people hate the word tentpole, but WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble, and SummerSlam are already your tentpole events anyway, you know, to use that, what is now becoming a really overused term. But with how things are going with the network and revenue and things like that, and the fact that, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the next TV deal, and you have money coming in from that, but you don't know what's going to happen going forward, them establishing possibly 3 3-day weekends every year is something that I think, you know, business-wise, as far as things, you know, evolution going forward, we talked a lot about Lucha Underground and the production and some of the great things that they did to try to push the business forward and some new ideas and things like that. This isn't necessarily a new idea because you're already doing it with WrestleMania, but the fact that they're going out there being so aggressive about it, I think it's something that it's very, I think you have to be bullish on it. Now, a 4-hour SummerSlam, creatively may not be all that great, although they're going to have enough bells and whistles. And obviously with The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar on there, they probably have enough where people are going to leave out of that probably pretty satisfied as well, too. So I think it can be a really, really good weekend for WWE. And, you know, they have stolen all of the spotlight for the entire weekend from everybody else, and probably deservedly so.
I got to talk about this Anthony Johnson guy before we end this segment and go to calls in the next segment.
I'm feeling like a sack of dry dog food right now, boss.
Anthony Rumble Johnson, UFC fighter. This from MMA Junkie, a look at his past. Johnson, 31, has repeatedly found himself in hot water after allegations of domestic abuse. In 2010, he pleaded no contest to domestic violence and two other misdemeanor charges, sentenced to 3 years probation after he allegedly broke into his ex-girlfriend's house and dragged her up a flight of stairs. He claimed he acted in self-defense. 2014, UFC suspended him, opened an investigation after the mother of his child obtained an order of protection and alleged threats and abuse. Investigation concluded after the woman withdrew her order and a judge dismissed a civil case. 1 month prior to his return, MMA Junkie reported an ex-girlfriend of Johnson's declined to pursue charges after an incident at a martial arts studio where she worked. Although she declined to press charges, she said she wanted her report to remain public record. So this guy's had his issues, his domestic issues. And so apparently a couple of days ago he was training. And when he got home, he decided to post this on his Facebook. I'm going to read this here. Anthony Johnson thought that it would be a good idea to post this on Facebook. To the ugly girl in the gym built like a bag of dry dog food, this is for you. If you get in my way or any other athlete way again, I'll throw your yoga mat across the gym again. Who in their right mind stretches where people are supposed to lift? Don't ever run your mouth at me again. You won't win that battle. I will. Talking about it was rude that I lifted next to you while you were stretching. You need more than stretching to help that beat up body. Run to the front desk again, crying about you feel threatened and gonna go to social media. I really don't care. I've been through worse. That's a athlete's gym, not a yoga studio. That fake crying does nothing for anybody, by the way. Just like the guy said, you live in his neighborhood and you exaggerate and overreact all the time. So one more time, don't run your mouth and don't do yoga stretching where people lift weights, or I'll snatch the mat from under you again and throw it again. Understand? Good girl. One more thing, stop wearing sports bras when your tummy look like a old country red clay dirt road. I tried my best, everybody. He put that on his Facebook. Man. The UFC UFC is now investigating him again. They issued a statement, which I can read here as well. UFC issued statement on Rumble Johnson. UFC is aware of the situation involving Anthony Johnson. We take these matters seriously and have commenced a formal investigation by a third-party law firm. We will act accordingly once we gather more information. Yeah, I used to think that, like, social media was the worst thing that ever happened to people, but sometimes it's, I don't know.
People are the worst thing that ever happened to people.
That's true.
If you're going to be stupid, you'll
this
find an outlet
in a way to be
stupid.
Social media's fault right here. This is Anthony Johnson's fault. Social media was his window to the world.
How old is the expression, showing your ass? It's just that in this day and age, you have more of a way to do it, and more people get a chance to see it when you do it. This is like following Gucci Mane's Twitter. I mean, there are some funny lines in there. I mean, I got to be honest, the dry dog from one that kind of made me laugh. With that said, so let me get this straight. You decided to, like, the girl, there's a girl in yoga pants. Like, you'd figure you'd be happy about that. I guess you
not
you
Anthony
get your,
Johnson. She looked
you
like
get your
a
swell on. You know, you can't be rumbling in the gym and be distracted by any girls in yoga pants anywhere near your lifting area. But I don't know if he decided to do the trick like the magician, like the, you know, she was on the mat and then decided to take the mat and, like, whipped it out like it was, you know,
that's clearly what he tried to do.
The tablecloth. And if that's the case, you know, if he just picked up the mat and threw it, you know, you're an idiot, you know, considering who you are and the issues you've had, and then to go on Facebook and post that you're a bigger idiot. If he did that with her on it, now all of those things from your past are really going to come back to bite you in the ass. And I laughed at the him, you know, explaining, you know, the one-liners with that said. I'll laugh even more when he's released from his contract, which, again, if the police pursue this and say, again, I have no idea. I don't know if he was there or not. But if she was on that mat when he decided to pull it out from under her, I think with what you have from the UFC, and I know people, the HBO Real Sports thing was what it was. But considering his history, you need to make a stand. And I think you would have to get rid of him. You may not want to. It may not be fair to some people. But to me, I'm sorry, you'd have to.
All right, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, phone calls. What's on your mind? Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. By the way, before we go to the phones, Anthony Rumble Johnson did issue this apology. I do want to apologize to her for being rude as I was, and not taking a break to relax after our argument. Sorry to everyone else, too, for having to witness me getting upset about a argument in the gym. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and make it seem like I'm a angel, because I'm not, but I will admit when I am wrong. A stand-up gentleman there to apologize for that behavior.
So he didn't throw her with, like, the mat, right?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Okay. I guess we'll have to hear from her side. Again, if he didn't, then this is, yes, it's stupid, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like Puff Daddy and the kettlebell with the UCLA coach or whatever it is. It's just like, it's just stupid, boneheaded, dumb athlete thing that I don't think is really all that big of a deal. And I guess people could say that it's anger issues or something like that, but I mean, I don't know.
1-800-878-PLAY is the number. You can also go to WrestlingObserver.com, and there are four other options there. Whether you're east or west of the Rockies, a first-time caller, or anywhere in the world, if you call those numbers and nobody answers, keep trying, and eventually you will hear the program. That means you're next in line. So let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Kenny, what's going on?
I'm doing good. Hey, is this just me, or is with this deal with WWE and ESPN, does this really, in a way, show how irrelevant the WWE is? Because, you know, this was 15 years ago.
Wait a second, how irrelevant they are?
Yeah.
If they were irrelevant, they wouldn't be on ESPN at all.
Yeah, but it just seems like, to me, the way I look at it, it's more like that I feel like the WWE is actually paying them to be on.
No, they're not. They're not paying them to be on there.
I think, you know, it may be an issue of everything is so fragmented now, and ESPN has got, you know, like the two, they're not only doing SportsCenter from Stanford, they got the one in LA, and there's so much time to fill, and everything is about the gimmickry, you know, especially when it comes to ESPN. So it may not mean as much as like WWE may purport that it means, as far as look at this verification that we're getting. It's more about ESPN doing just something gimmicky. But with that said, you know, with WWE, look, I may not watch them, but the stuff on Extra or Entertainment Tonight or The Soup or SportsCenter or any of that stuff, I mean, when you combine it all together and you got all that synergy working at one time, that's, look, nobody else can do it. And it'll take, even if WWE dropped dead tomorrow, it would take people decades before you're able to build something like that back up again. So, I mean, you got to give it to them there.
Well, the deal is this. WWE programming on ESPN or Brock on SportsCenter, whatever, you're not running off any ESPN viewers. Nobody's cutting the cord from ESPN just because there's a little bit of WWE on there for a weekend. But the WWE fans will tune into other shows, and it will boost some numbers, potentially, for ESPN. So it does work out for everybody. And, yes, if the company was irrelevant, they would not be on ESPN at all. Let's go to the first-time caller line. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, yeah, it's Phil here from London, England.
Yes, Phil.
Hi. Yeah, just a couple of questions. I mean, firstly, I've seen some ECW legends recently talking about a campaign to get British Bulldog in the Hall of Fame. And I'm just wondering if you guys think he's a viable candidate, basically. Do you think affiliation with Dynamite Kid might hold him back? His death might hold him back? Do you think that's something we might see in future?
Well, first off, you aren't the Phil Heath that won the Mr. Olympia, are you?
I am not. No, I'm Phil Adele. I'm a very different Phil.
Okay, just checking, because that would have been pretty impressive. Are you talking about the WWE Hall of Fame, or are you talking about the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame?
Well, I was talking about WWE, but I guess the same goes for Wrestling Observer, although it is voted differently, obviously.
Yeah, I do not see the British Bulldog getting the votes to go into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. But all I'll say is, Coco Beware is in the WWE Hall of Fame. The bigger thing would be, can you find a wrestler who won't be in the Hall of Fame someday, other than like China? I mean,
yeah.
Why
if you
does Coco Beware get the James Dudley treatment? Man, poor Coco.
Mike, did you ever watch Coco Beware's WWF career?
Name
one Hall of Fame, name anything that puts him into the Hall of Fame. Maybe Hall of Fame as far as like men who had animals in the ring. But as far as like go ahead, Phil.
To take that logic, British Bulldog should be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, the only
issue is that the British Bulldog has passed away. And they don't always, they don't want a lot of dead wrestlers in the Hall of Fame, especially if they died young, because that opens up questions about. So one thing, if you like, put Mae Young in, because she was 91 or whatever she was when she passed away. But the British Bulldog was young. He was enormous. And obviously people are going to be asking questions if you put the guy in the Hall of Fame. So that's the bigger issue. The issue is not whether he could be in there, because of course he could.
Well, I mean, guy, you're being kind of a prick about this, considering that if it wasn't for Coco Beware, we never would have gotten the Love Ballad pile driver. And I think just that alone right there, and the video that came with it, would put Coco Beware into the Hall of Fame. But when it comes to the Bulldog, and here's, you know, as far as any relationship with Dynamite Kid, they won't. I think most people don't know that story with Dynamite Kid. So if you're to show a bunch of old British Bulldog, you know, matches with, you know, them winning the titles from the Dream Team or no matter what it is, I don't think that's going to resonate to most WWE fans. I don't think they even know what condition Dynamite's in. And the other thing is, Davey had such a long career. And you have him wrestling as a singles in Calgary. You have him wrestling as a singles in WCW. You have this other footage of him without Dynamite Kid, where if that was an issue, you could focus on the entirety of his career and not have to worry about Dynamite. You know what I mean? You associate him more with the Hart Foundation and that stuff. And the young death is obviously probably going to play a part in it. You know, the fact that he's just passed away, period, is going to be the biggest thing, because if they have one, they're not going to do two. And I think they probably will match, if it's a sad death, they're certainly going to match people up where, you know, it's going to be overshadowed by somebody else getting in, or at least they're going to hope it is. But with Davey Boy, yes, there's all of the issues that were self-caused by him, but I guess if you're, you know, it was not his fault that Dora was there. And again, I know a lot of the steroids and some of the other recreational things, yeah. But, you know, as far as he had, again, there's a lot of things that went against him that I think you can, there's more than enough sympathy, I think, for Davey Boy Smith, too, honestly, and his family, where, and respect for his son and his, you know, maybe not his wife, but most certainly his son and his kids, that you can get over that stuff and absolutely induct him if you wanted to, and frankly, probably really should.
This person here says, all I see on the website is news stories, no numbers. Well, if you go to WrestlingObserver.com, on the right-hand side, there is a gigantic microphone, which is, in fact, bigger than the picture of Brock Lesnar on the same front page. And underneath that is all of the numbers. So go check it out again. And this person here also says, I've been struggling through 1997 Raw with tons of buffering, almost ready to just give up. Not good. East of the Rockies.
Bruce Starp, are you hearing this, Bruce Starp? Transfer all of these people and have them become NWA Legends customers.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is Ben from North Carolina.
Yes, Dan.
Ben, actually, B-E-N.
Ben, yes, Ben.
Yeah, I was the one that tweeted you about the numbers not being there. It turns out I had to go to the desktop mode.
I see. Well, yeah. Thank you for reminding me, actually, because I'll make sure that they put them on the mobile version.
All right, thank you. I was just wondering, I'm wondering who these people are that are ordering the pay-per-views, because personally, I'll give you my personal story. I live in a rural area, and I can't get cable, so I don't have access to cable internet. All I can get is satellite, and I can't get I can get DSL, but all they'll quote me for is a half meg of DSL, one half of one meg. So I'm wondering who these people are that can that have access to cable, but they're not getting the network. They're choosing to order it. I just don't understand.
Well, I mean, they may have access to cable, but their internet access is terrible, and so they can buy the pay-per-views, but they have serious issues like watching Netflix, Hulu, WWE Network, or whatever on through an internet stream. That's the bigger issue, and there are a lot of people like that. As I mean, 35,000 or whatever the number is. We can pretty much point to exactly how many people have that issue.
Okay. And I also wanted to thank you for getting me turned on to Art Bell. I found out about him through you, and I've been really enjoying his radio shows.
He's quite great.
I know. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Check out Richard C. Hoagland, too, after Art Bell. I am fascinated by that show.
You know what? I am as well.
Fascinated.
It is must listen many, many times.
It really, that is no joke. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY or any of the numbers on the desktop version of WrestlingObserver.com, I will get a hold of Admin Tony and make sure that he gets those on the other, the mobile version as well. We got a big match coming up, Mike. I don't know if you're aware of this.
What?
On October 24th, USA Championship Wrestling, Jackson, Tennessee at the Omen Arena. The Final Stand. The main event of the show, Jerry the King Lawler against Terry Funk. Yeah. One more time. Again.
It's, you know, it doesn't even matter how old they are. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what physical condition they're in. They can go out there, and they'll do more than this, but they could come out there, get into the middle of that ring, stand there, and that's it. And people will lose their minds for it. It blows me away all of these years after the empty arena match, all of these years after everything, the Jerry Lawler's NWA title challenge, decades and decades and decades later, they can still actually do this and draw something off of it. My God, that's amazing.
Should also mention that today, John Cena hosted the Today Show again, and somebody in WWE made mention to me that when you look at some of the guys on the roster and you have some of your favorites and you wonder why is this person not being pushed to the level of John Cena? Why is this person not replacing John Cena? And it was just, I won't mention the person's name, but it was pointed out to me, can you ever imagine seeing such and such hosting the Today Show? And as soon as I heard that, it was like, this is WWE's mindset. That explains a lot. But anyway, John Cena co-hosted the Today Show today, and he went on the air and granted his 500th wish for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He is in first place in terms of most wishes granted all time, all my life. John Cena, 500th wish on the Today Show today.
That's hey, what can you say about that? It is awesome. It's anybody doing that, and so many athletes have done it. And I don't know, I just know the athletes, and I'm sure they stretches across all different types of entertainment forms and things like that. But it's always so amazing, and always so amazing to hear the stories of the parents afterwards that talk about, you know, what it meant to that child when it happened. So just kudos to John Cena, and that's awesome.
I'm back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. One note, by the way. It has been pointed out to me by those that have buffering issues that it is worse at certain points during the day. Now, I normally watch Nitro at about 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern on Tuesdays. And we'll be watching Raw at about 10:30 Pacific, 1:30 Eastern tonight. So it is possible I may be able to watch the entire show with no buffering. I will report on everybody tomorrow. But tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, only for subscribers, we're going to be talking about Raw from this week 19 years ago up on the WWE Network, head-to-head with the Nitro that we reviewed on Tuesday. I believe Shawn Michaels and Yokozuna is the main event. Also be talking about the NXT Go Home show. And for those of you that have never subscribed and want a teaser, we had a totally free Tuesday. Every show that we did on Tuesday, that was three shows, we made available absolutely free. So if you've got nothing else to listen to right now, you're welcome to go up and download all of those shows and listen to them later. It's very easy on iTunes. If you go to iTunes, just search Wrestling Observer, and you can subscribe to our feed. And if you've got Downcast, for example, and you sign up, you can also subscribe to the feed as a subscriber. You put in your username and password. All of the shows will go to Downcast every single morning for you. A lot of people using Downcast to podcast the members-only shows, but don't miss that tonight, and make sure you head up to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com or iTunes and listen to all of the shows that we did on Tuesday for free. That's one day. We do that every single day. And we have 7,000 shows in the archives. If you love wrestling, WrestlingObserver.com is the place for you. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, we'll be back tomorrow, every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. If you missed the show today, head up there and check that out. And we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.